Hey, Ralphie Radio Show, I think this guy is poised to have a big 2011 here in the States. He's already had a big 2010 overseas in his native land. His name's Tiny Tempa. Maybe you heard him on that track, Miami to Ibiza. That was pretty big in the clubs. He's got this other track called Written in the Stars that we're going to feature later with the Daily Download. Tiny's calling in from the UK right now to the Ralphie Radio Show. Tiny, thank you so much for making some time, my man.
Anytime. Thanks for having me, bro.
Congratulations, first of all, on the big 2010 that you had. I know the Brit Awards, you nabbed a bunch of nominations there. The album's already platinum overseas as well. And I know a lot of artists that I speak with that come from the UK to the States, whether it's your boys JLS, maybe the Ting Tings as well, they always regard the States as like the big stage in a sense. Give me your perspective now as you try to break into the US here in 2011.
Well, definitely. I mean, America is one of the most influential places in the world. So obviously that it has the same impact when it comes to music. You know, when America is kind of perceived as the world in music, you know, any kind of creative musician, regardless of where they're from, you know, America is a major outlet for the ones who do the best and the ones who sell the most records. Do you get what I mean? So I've always kind of looked and been inspired by American artists, and America's always been somewhere that I've always wanted to spread my music and spread my sound and, you know, kind of show people who I am and that. So, yeah, I mean, it's a prospect that definitely excites me a lot.
People here are already familiar with Miami to Ibiza. I know the single Written in the Stars, which we're going to feature later, is going to be released next week here in the States as well. So as big as 2010 was for you, you have to be super excited about 2011 then.
Yeah, definitely, man, definitely.
Is it tough though? Because I've also read that you're already starting to work on your second album. It's like you're writing and starting to conceptualize your second album while you're still promoting your earlier stuff here in the States. It's almost like you're living in two worlds in a sense, maybe? Or
yeah, you're right. It definitely is. But I mean, the thing is, I mean, it's always good when you promote music that you enjoy listening to and you enjoy performing again and again and you enjoy talking about. You know, I'm so happy that, you know, a lot of the songs I wrote for my first album have some really cool stories behind them, and you know, they're just really fun tracks to listen to and perform, so I don't really mind.
Tiny Tempa here on the Ralphie Radio Show. Again, we're going to feature his single Written in the Stars a little later with the Daily Download. I mentioned JLS earlier. I know you've collaborated with those guys, and last year in 2010 they tried to do the similar thing where they were huge in the UK and they tried to bring that to the States. Have you talked with those guys as well to maybe like pick their brain about any advice to coming in the States and trying to do it big?
Yeah, definitely, man. I mean, I know quite a few people that have gone out there and really, really tried to make it happen, you know, like the JLS boys, Jay Sean, Florence and the Machine, Mr. Hudson. So once in a while when I bump into those guys, I always get to ask them, and they all seem to say the same thing. You know, like I said to you earlier, it's definitely like starting again. And, you know, the one thing that everybody says, that America is a really, really, really big place, and so many different parts of America are so different from one state to another, so you really have to mentally be able to grasp that before you go out there.
Tiny, I for full disclosure here, I got into a little bit of trouble with your record label about a week or two ago. I played on my radio show a song that had leaked onto the internet. It was the remix you did for Katy Perry's E.T.
Leaks are crazy. Leaks are crazy things, but leaks are fun. You know what? Before I started signing my record deal, I used to love a good leak. Like, uh-huh. Yes, a new song from one of my favorite artists as leaks. But now when it happens to you, it's not so fun, you know. But yeah, I mean, that's got out there, man. That's got out there.
It did.
That means you're definitely on the blogs and you're definitely keeping your ear to the street,
man. I have to. Well, you know, I have to. We're trying to stay at least somewhat cutting, because it's tough to stay ahead these days, man. You know that. Obviously, you're on the social networks as well. You know. Do you know how it leaked out or now?
No, do you know what? I don't have a clue, but I don't know. It's definitely come from America, because when I went back into the UK, I went to revocal it. You know, when I heard the leaked version has come from a studio in America. So I'm blaming it on you guys.
I hear it may or may not be her official next single that goes to radio. What have you heard about it? What can you tell me?
I've heard exactly the same as you. May or may not be. I'm not sure. I just really like the song, man. I really like, obviously, I've got Katy Perry's album, and I think she's definitely a fresh artist, and she's definitely on her way to becoming a real global, like, global, undeniable success.
Has she heard it, do you know, or no?
No, I don't know whether she's heard it, but knowing you guys, she's probably heard that you've played the leak, and
right.
She's probably going to ring out the radio station. So just ring me back and tell me what she said.
I will. I definitely, I'll give you a shout out, Tiny, for sure. Tiny Tempo here on the Ralphie Radio Show, Written in the Stars again. We're going to play it later here on the show. It's going to be hitting iTunes real soon as well, so be on the lookout for that. Written in the Stars by Tiny Tempo, calling in from the UK, making a little time for the Ralphie Radio Show. Tiny, we'll definitely link up when you come across the pond, man. Thank you so much for making some time.
Anytime, bub. I'll see you soon.